What's interesting about Omar Efendim is that he's working so many angles at once. Syria, Syria's past, Syria's present, poetry as the backbone of Arabic language, immigration, feeling at home in this country in this particular election year, and living as a hyphenated American with a multi-hyphenated child.
Nearly every major terrorist network in the world is led by Islamic.
Omar Efendim, not his real name, is Syrian-American, speaks fluent Arabic, and was brought up in Washington, D.C. His mother, however, conveyed the life she left in Damascus. Easy, shaded.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's a strange thing to be nostalgic about something that you actually never lived in or through, but it meant so much to my mom that it became nostalgia for me, you know?
Efendim's mother raised him with the indispensable poets of her homeland, Nizar Kabani, Khalil Gibran, and others.
Certainly for the Arabic language. I mean, it's the backbone of the language. It was an oral culture for so long, and so many of the traditions and the customs is preserved in that poetry. Power of spoken word, I think, is most ultimately kind of manifested in the Quran, in the way that Muslims associate with the Quran, focusing on the script and on the word and the layers of meaning that exist within even like a simple turn of phrase. I feel like I'm sort of a bridge between these two generations, in the sense that, you know, I understand where my mother was coming from and why she had this deep love and value for this tradition. But at the same time, I see a lot of younger people growing up now who don't have any sort of connection, don't know who Nizar Kabani is, don't know, you know, any of these things. And so it's like a way to kind of pass that on, I hope.
Efendim has incorporated translations of Arabic poets into his performances. Then, seeing hip-hop gain traction in the Middle East, he's translated American poets like Langston Hughes into Arabic, tracing hip-hop's history through African-American wordsmiths. Just hearing Arabic in Efendim's performances is ear-opening.
One guy once was like, yeah, what was that one about Damascus? That's really cool. I want to go there someday. I read about it in the Bible. I was like, it's changed a lot since then, you know? You might not recognize it the same, but yeah, go visit.
Then they laugh at you.
Maybe not now.
Then they fight you.
I'm a father first, honestly. That's probably my main identity right now. And I just want my little guy to be able to feel a part of all of it. And in his case, that also includes the Jewish American experience, the African American experience. Quite a lot in there for him to kind of take in and make sense of. And I look forward to seeing him do that, inshallah. Yeah, God willing.
Omar Efendim with Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.
I will die today. Time to push, we ain't falling back now. Time to fight.